The American Society of Civil Engineers graded Alaska's infrastructure for the first time, releasing the report card on Tuesday. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
On average, the rest of the country is sitting at a D-plus for things like bridges, roads, and water systems. It makes Alaska's GPA look pretty good. We scored an overall C. But Greg Kinney, with the Alaska branch of the American Society of Civil Engineers, says we're not off the hook yet.
It's a mediocre grade. Looking at it from a positive light, as a parent, you say to your child that you can do better.
Falling into that mediocre group is Alaska's energy grid. It scored a C-minus for reasons you might expect. Parts of rural Alaska still run on diesel, but there are problems in urban areas too. Kinney says electric utilities around the state need to do a better job of working together, especially in Rail Belt Alaska.
There are bottlenecks currently, particularly in the transmission lines, which have not kept pace with the generation capacity.
When that occurs, Kinney says you get steeper electric rates. It's a problem the Regulatory Commission of Alaska identified last year. In January, three Anchorage area power companies agreed to work together. And Kinney says that's the kind of collaboration his organization wants to see. It could boost the state's energy grade beyond a lukewarm score. But there are other areas dragging down Alaska's overall GPA, like the Marine Highway System, ports and harbors, and access to clean drinking water, all Ds.
A D represents significant elements of the system being at risk of failure or nearing failure.
According to the report card, more than 30 rural communities have no centralized water or wastewater systems. And Kinney thinks those that do could benefit from more routine maintenance. A spokesperson for Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation agreed. The agency helps train people who monitor the water, but it said federal funding is needed to ensure those workers can stay in rural parts of the state. But if Alaska has one thing going for it, Kinney says it's that the state infrastructure was built from decades worth of oil money, so it's relatively new.
This is really what we're trying to achieve here is how can we get newer infrastructure to actually stay new.
And as the state grapples with a multi-billion dollar hole to fill because of oil, Kinney's organization realizes that could be a challenge. He says they support measures like increasing the state's motor fuel tax to help Alaska's infrastructure make the grade. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.